Ukraine security issue.
On July 27th, the 154th day of Russia's war against Ukraine, the Ukrainian armed forces managed to restrain the occupiers in several directions. In the Donetsk region, the attempts of Russian army to attack again ended in losses and retreat. Head of the Donetsk Regional Military Administration Pavlo Kirilenko reported on Wednesday that the occupiers fired at a hotel in the town of Bakhmut. There were dead and wounded persons. According to him, this morning the enemy launched three missiles on the town of Toretsk and one on the town of Avdiivka, hitting the private sector and the coke plant. The Ukrainian General Staff reported that with the help of pontoon crossings set up across water obstacles, the invaders are trying to improve the logistical support of their units in the Kharkiv region. The occupiers resorted to an assault in two directions, but without success. At the same time, the Russians again shelled the districts of Kharkiv and the region. In the morning, missiles from S-300 complexes hit civilian objects. A college was partially destroyed in the Chihuiv district. Also in the town of Chihuiv, the body of another dead woman was found today under the rubble of the House of Culture, destroyed by the occupiers a few days ago. The total number of victims of that attack has increased to 3, and the search is still ongoing. On the morning of July 27th, Russian troops shelled Mykolaiv City, hitting an industrial zone and a repair enterprise. A residential building and a private vehicle were also damaged. In general, in the south of Ukraine, the occupiers are concentrating their forces on preventing the advance of Ukrainian troops, but the Ukrainian army is having more and more success in that region. The spokesman of the Operational Command South, Vladislav Nazarov, said that the day before, the Ukrainian armed forces knocked out the occupiers from two more villages in the Kherson region. Also, the Ukrainian aviation made 4 strikes on Russian strongholds. Missile and artillery units took the main transport highways on the temporarily occupied Kherson region under fire control. The Antonivka bridge in Kherson city suffered another blow, as well as the railway crossing. Military expert Petro Chernyk expressed his thoughts regarding the liberation of Kherson city, saying that the Kherson region has good tactical prerequisites for liberating the territories of the region on the right bank of the Dnieper. But the Russians are not going to give up, so the battles will be extremely difficult. The best tactic that can be used in Kherson city is a siege tactic. In my opinion, to turn Kherson for the occupiers into the second Mariupol is not right. However, I believe that the Russians will not retreat. Most likely, it will be a cauldron with the final encirclement of the enemy group that is there. And of course, they will inevitably surrender later. It will increase our negotiation fund in order to exchange our soldiers who are in Russian captivity, said Ukrainian military expert Petro Chernyk. According to him, the entire package of weapons arriving in Ukraine significantly improves operational and tactical capabilities on the front line. But to say that this will help the Ukrainian armed forces to break the course of the war in the coming weeks is incorrect. For a counteroffensive, Ukraine needs even more weapons, said Petro Chernyk. The press service of the Ukrainian naval forces informed that in connection with the signing of the agreement to unblock Ukrainian ports for the export of grain, operations have been resumed in the ports of Odessa, Chernomorsk, and Pivdenny. There are more than 25 million tons of grain in Ukrainian ports, which are expected to be delivered in a short time to the countries which need it. The Joint Coordination Center, which will take care of the export of grain and other foodstuffs from the ports of Ukraine through the Black Sea, was opened officially in Istanbul on Wednesday. Turkish Minister of National Defense Hulusi Akar said that the representatives of Ukraine, Turkey, Russia, and the UN will work on the safety and transportation of Ukrainian grain and other food products. According to him, cargo ships will be checked by joint inspection teams during loading in Ukrainian ports and after arrival in Turkish ports. Meanwhile, in an interview with CNBC, Oleg Ustenko, an advisor to the president of Ukraine on economic issues, said that Ukraine will press charges of war crimes against the heads of Western banks for financing the Russian Federation. It is about the accusation of the managers of JP Morgan Chase, Citi and HSBC banks. Earlier, Ustenko wrote to JP Morgan Chase CEO Jamie Dimon that the executives of Citigroup and HSBC asking them to cut ties with companies that trade in Russian oil and sell shares in Russian oil and gas companies such as Gazprom and Rosneft. An advisor to the Ukrainian president said that we will prosecute perhaps not the companies, but managers of those companies. Sviatoslav Vakarchuk, a frontman of the band Okean Elzy, announced on his Instagram page about a fundraising for the purchase of new pickup trucks for the armed forces of Ukraine. The band presented a music video for the song Flowers of Mine Zones, which was supposed to be included in the new album by Okean Elzy. The premiere was planned for April this year, but the war prevented it. Sviatoslav Vakarchuk said that fans from watching the music video and listening to the song on music platforms will be added to the funds collected by the Come Back Alive Foundation. I go to the front line regularly, and every time I go there, I see that pickup trucks have become like bottle kits for the military. It is used and destroyed either in bottles or simply in very difficult operating conditions. A lot of such cars, as well as Starlink terminals, are needed, which fail very quickly. This song draws attention not only to the war, but also to the problem of providing military vehicles. The main characters of the music video are the combat pickup and the boys and girls who use it to fight, said Sviatoslav Vakarchuk.